From Spark and Anvil and Crown Tales, this is Leapford in Chapter 1 of the Crown Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Leapford lives by one rule that both frightens and defines him. If he can jump, he must. When an enemy piece sits diagonally beside him with an empty square behind it, Leapford has no choice. He leaps over it, lands on the far square, and the enemy is gone. He can't politely decline. He can't wait for a safer moment. The jump is forced. It used to terrify me, he admits, having no choice. But it turns out the rule that takes away my choice is exactly the rule that makes me powerful, because it takes away my opponent's choice too.
Leapford was, as a young piece, someone who froze under pressure. He hated being forced into anything. When there was no way to avoid a decision, he'd lock up. The feeling of having to act right now, with no escape hatch, made him want to hide. And the forced jump rule felt like his personal nightmare made into law, the one situation he dreaded most, written into the very rules of his world. An old campaigner taught him to see it differently. "You think the forced jump is your weakness," she said. "Watch what it does to your enemy." She showed him, because a jump is mandatory, a clever piece can offer itself as bait. Dangle a piece where the opponent is forced to take it, and then punish the forced jump with a bigger capture. "The rule that binds you," she said, "binds everyone. And a piece who understands that stops being trapped by the forced jump and starts setting it." Leapford stared at the board. The thing he'd feared most wasn't a cage. It was a lever. He came to the Crown Tales Academy as the piece who teaches capturing. On his first day, the head placed an enemy piece diagonally beside him, empty square behind, and asked, "What must you do?" Leapford didn't hesitate. The whole point is that you can't hesitate. He leapt, landed, and the enemy was removed. "When the jump is there," he said, "you take it. That's the law." "But," he reset the board, "the deep part isn't being forced. It's knowing everyone else is forced too. Once you see that, you stop dreading the rule and start using it." "Most pieces fear the forced jump," the head said. "You teach pieces to wield it." And that has been his role ever since, turning the scariest rule in the game into its sharpest tool.
A trembling young piece came to him. "I don't like being forced to jump. What if it's a trap? What if taking it is bad for me?" Leapford nodded slowly. He knew that fear from the inside. "Sometimes it is a trap," he admitted. "But here's the thing. The same rule that can trap you is the one you can use to trap them. Instead of only fearing the jumps you're forced to make, start looking for the jumps you can force them to make." He set up a little bait. "Offer this piece. They must take it. And when they do," he showed the counter leap, "you take two back. The forced jump isn't just something that happens to you. It's something you can aim." The young piece looked at the mandatory rule and for the first time didn't just see a threat. It saw a tool it could hold.
Later, the young piece said the real thing. "I freeze when I don't have a choice." Leapford settled beside it.
"I froze too, for years," he said. "The forced jump was the exact thing I dreaded. No escape, must fact, right now. And then I learned that having no choice isn't always a trap. Sometimes it's clarity. When you must act, you stop agonizing and you move. And if you've thought ahead, that forced move can be the strongest thing you do." He tapped the board. "The pressure never fully goes away, but you can learn to stand inside it steadily and even use it. The leap you can't refuse can be the leap that wins." The young piece practiced the forced jump until it stopped feeling like a cliff edge and started feeling like a spring under its feet. And the next time it had no choice, it didn't freeze. It leapt. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Leapford. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.